You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Another big investment today, the Altria Group, the parent company of tobacco giant Philip Morris, said it's spending $12.8 billion for roughly a one-third stake in Juul Labs. That, of course, is the e-cigarette maker that dominates the vaping market here in the U.S. And health advocates are a little split on whether vaping is better than cigarettes or just hooking another generation on nicotine. Marketplace's Justin Ho takes that one.
Altria's cigarette brands, Marlboro, Virginia Slims, Parliament, they have a side effect. They kill their customers, and that's bad for business. Desmond Jensen is an attorney with the Public Health Law Center.
Altria has known for a while that the cigarette business is time limited.
Altria is investing in a company that makes a less dangerous product, one so successful its users have turned its name into a verb, juuling.
Juul is now one of those brands that is ubiquitous with the product. It's like Kleenex.
And it happens to command 75% of the e-cigarette market in the U.S., according to Wells Fargo. Juul's done that in part by convincing smokers to switch to vaping. And that's good, says Thomas Kiklis. He's president of the Tobacco Vapor Electronic Cigarette Association.
We are a successful technology in offering to smokers the first real product that fully transitions them away from smoking tobacco cigarettes.
But existing smokers aren't the only ones juuling. A survey out this week found that while teenagers are drinking less and doing fewer drugs, vaping is where it's at, and it's rising. Maya Hazarika-Watts, an attorney at Change Lab Solutions, says while vaping might be less harmful than a burning cigarette,
the far more alarming thing is creating a new generation of customers.
The deal gives Juul access to Altria's biggest advantages, its distribution network, and its shelf space. Altria says it'll put Juul pods right next to Marlboro cigarettes. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.